The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
So you get a good night's rest, and then the following morning, awake to continuing rain. Still no wind to speak of, but, you know, high 70s, very muggy. And there are a few odd spots that you can sort of see on the hills around the cove, where all of the trees are not glistening with water, where the sky islands are blocking the rain from hitting them.
Hmm. So is Tristan going to have a problem with me leaving Pipsky over on the island if the ship's taking off?
I don't know. Do you want to go ask him?
I'm probably going to have to.
The ice bridge has disappeared at this point.
Oh, cool.
So crew rows you to shore, helps you get all your stuff onto the beach, and then with a couple waves goodbye, they're rowing back, and then the ship is pulling up anchor, dropping its sails and heading out to sea.
Bon voyage. Right,
so you're going to take flight?
I will run up to the house and make sure Tristan knows that Pipsky's going to be staying down here.
Tristan sort of like pokes his skeletal head through the beads and sort of looks around and says, oh, that thing. Yes, sure, fine.
Yes, I'll introduce them in Draconic. See if Tristan knows the language.
Okay. Seems to be following what you're saying. And then, does Pipsky say anything?
Like, yes. Okay. Oh my god, I forgot Josh.
So yeah, Pipsky's like, a pleasure to make your acquaintance. And Tristan sort of points a finger and is like, that's not normal. You're very interesting. Come inside. Let's talk. And so Pipsky sort of trots into the bungalow. And you can hear them sort of mumbling in Draconic inside.
Okay.
Claw 5.0, I assume, is also just sort of going to hang out on the beach.
Sure.
Okay. You mean Cody's so, not going to offer to polymorph him?
Claw?
No need. So I guess my question is, I'm assuming we're talking about flying, right, still?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I kind of spaced out for a second. Can I carry my max carry weight on the broom and it still function normally?
No, the broom has a weight limit and then its speed decreases.
Okay.
Also, Claw is not exactly going to be very adept at balancing on a broom.
No, but I was like, if I hold him under or an arm or something.
Can you get him in a bag of holding? He doesn't need to breathe.
Yeah, but
bags are collapsible, right? He can just shrink into a ball.
Craig, that's what you need to work on, is transformer dogs.
Collapsible dog.
Collapsible, I mean, so turns into a truck, whatever.
Nice! Badass.
Something I can ride.
This dog turns into a folding boat.
I mean, it's not listed in the stats for him, so how much would a medium construct like Claw probably weigh?
Oh, something upwards of 600 pounds, probably more.
Well, I mean, I only weigh 300. He's smaller than me.
It's on all fours, not necessarily smaller.
Okay, fair. Okay, so, all right, so Claw's, so me carrying Claw while on the broom is out of the question then?
Yeah, I would think so. For a frame of reference, like a full-grown tiger weighs 600 pounds, and they're not made out of metal.
Okay, I just realized why. In the old version of Artificer, they were a small construct. Mm. Now they're a medium construct.
Hmm.
But anyway, okay, yeah, I can always just build a new claw.
I'll come back for him.
Well, we're gonna have dual claws.
No, I can only have one at a time. Like if I build a new one, the old one just stops working.
Get a steel part.
That'd be funny. We get up to the island and Claw just stops moving and Tristan thinks he broke him or something.
And then Claw 6 dies and 5 starts working again.
Yeah, so I guess Claw's just going to hang out with Tristan then.
So we're like 2 hours in. Are we going to fly up to the fucking dungeon that Dave has set up for this evening now?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're not even an hour and a half in.
The brothel way.
Kellen, have you healed up, I assume?
I mean, we slept overnight, right?
Yeah, you had a full rest.
Yeah, so everyone should be at full. Thank you.
Yeah, Alex should be back at 101, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Look at you, two of you with 3-digit hit points. What level are you again?
9.
Yeah, you do have 101.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I honestly thought I'd have more.
Okay, so we have a winged boots, 2 brooms. How's Kellen getting up?
Winged 2 boots. Winged boots.
So you have 2 of each?
Yep.
Cool. In which case, you use those various methods to flutter / fly upwards, fly past a whole bunch of dangling roots with clumps of mud attached, flowers growing off the side of the Skyland. And then as you crest over the edge, you see the old sort of crumbled stone walls of a fairly simple, like, square fort that is sitting on the center of this island. It's not super large, maybe 100, 200 feet wide. And in the center of that's like square walls, there's one large tower that comes up. However, like, one entire wall of that tower has sort of collapsed inwards. The top of the tower is still there. You're not sure how precariously, as, you know, with part of its support gone. Depending on how much weight got put on it, it may or may not hold. One of the corner towers is gone. There don't seem to be any gates where the gate should be. Like, it looks like what arch was there crumbled a long time ago. Basically, it's very much a fort, not a castle. But maybe 30, 40 feet away from where that empty archway would be, there's also kind of a henge that's just several plinths, you know, with one stone over top. There's like 5 of those set up in like in a circle. And in the center of the of all 5 of those, there is like what appears to be a well.
Dolmens.
What?
Men here.
Men. That's what I was always taught when I was in France. Men here, dolmen. Exactly what Troy just did on the camera.
Oh.
Men here, dolmen. So if they have
the dolmen is when there's 2 rocks with one on top.
Yeah, when there's a span across the top laying horizontal, you know, to the ground, that's a dolmen.
Yeah.
A menhir okay. is when it's just a stone standing up.
A single plinth, yes. That I know from Asterix and Obelix.
Exactly. No, that's where, I mean, France, that's where I learned it. So they used to say that in French class. Menhir, dolmen. Menhir, dolmen. So they're dolmens, not okay. menhirs.
Right. Okay.
Like Stonehenge, exactly. Druids.
And along the edges of the fort and like a little bit inside of it in various different places, you can see like some tea plants that are just sort of growing wild.
How far away?
From like the edge of the island, just like 50 feet away.
Okay, cover me.
Well, hold on.
I will go in.
Hold on.
I'm going.
Damn it. You're walking into his fucking DM trap. I was going to try and cheat
it. I know.
All right, go ahead. Walk in, Grandma.
I'm not walking. I'm flying in.
Yeah.
But... on your broom.
Yep.
You fly up to the branch, or the branch, the bush. Begin picking various leaves. Tedious process.
No, I would snatch the whole thing and get away and pull the leaves off later.
The whole bush? Okay. Go ahead and make a strength check to like try and yank it out by its roots.
That's a nat 20. So nice.
24. So Anushka just sort of flies along, like reaches down, gets a hand right by the dirt, and just sort of yanks upward, and clods of dirt go flying.
It's like 2 square feet of sod hanging off the fucking roots.
You have like basically a dirt anchor now. as you just sort of like start shaking it and get a bunch of the little dirt off. As you are shaking it, there is suddenly a whoosh sort of sound behind you. And you look over your shoulder to see the dolmen, the one closest to the entrance to the fort, suddenly seeming to be some sort of doorway to somewhere very fiery and hot. And out of it strides a some sort of fire elemental. Yes, thanks, Cody.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
We found the DM trap, fire elementals guarding the tea.
The sacred tea! A couple others also fire up, and you can see the fourth and fifth ones beginning to glow, but nothing has stepped out from them just yet. That said, rollest thou some initiative.
So for the audience, he finally changed the map to some sort of battle mat. initiative.
Dave, my max HP should actually be 80.
80 what?
84.
Okay.
I'm on 17. I don't know if we're going to actually call this out for the listening audience or not.
Okay. Nushka has a 10.
I'm at 11.
I rolled a 13.
Ooh. Okay. Craig, for future reference, you can actually just click on the number and type it in.
When I did, it just changed the temper. It changed the current hit points, not the max.
Oh, no. I meant for initiative.
Oh, okay. Oh, right.
Just FYI.
Cool.
Kellen.
How do I draw a line so I can get an idea of how far these fuckers are apart from each other?
The tool that's like a circle with the ruler through the side.
Okay. So that's 25 feet, 15 feet there. Oh. That's a 20-foot radius. That's a 20-foot square. I assume I can't capture all of them in a 20-foot square. I can't seem to draw that, correct?
20-foot square with, like, just... yeah, no. Doesn't look so like it.
No, one of them is 5 feet away from it.
Yeah.
You could get two of them.
Yeah.
Do I sense some tentacles coming on?
Yeah, we're going to tentacle it up. I think I'll drop it roughly, like... I don't know how to draw it, Dave. Can you see when I draw? Oh, that's a good call. Like, can I move that as an object? Left a little bit.
I can give you permission to move it.
That would be cool.
There you go.
I probably need my pointer hand, right?
Yeah.
Like, there-ish? Does that work? I want to capture the two. Oh. I want to capture the two, but I also want to make sure if the third one goes after Nushka, it theoretically either has to run around or be caught by it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So where I'm at, is that good?
Yeah, that works.
All right, so I cast a fourth level Evard's Black Tentacles.
Okay. Roll a D200.
Yeah. Go f*** yourself. Slash R, right?
Yep.
176. And I'm going to back all right. The f*** up. I'm going to go here if I'm allowed.
What does that even mean?
Dave has not vetted these entries.
Nope.
What's it say? I'm just curious.
Oh, never mind. That one is too fourth wall breaking. That doesn't make any sense. We'll just go up one number.
I was say, do you want me to roll again, or do you want to move the numbers?
I mean, you could just roll again. That'd be fine.
Okay.
I just want to know what it said.
It took me a while to figure out what it meant, but regardless of the amount of time that passes in-game, the caster of the spell can see and hear all that happens in the real world surrounding the player of said character for the next 26 minutes per spell level, which is meh.
That's super meta. How about 47?
Yeah, okay, that's better. out of the sky, as you're casting the spell, suddenly where you didn't really notice one before, but anyway, a coatl suddenly swoops down out of the sky.
Holy shit.
And sort of seems to be, like, looking around at you and examining everything that's going on and looking on in curiosity. And you can just sort of hear it go, huh, And then it flies off.
I wave. Hello. The flumps went that way.
What did we see?
Is this the winged snake?
Yeah.
Yes, they're feathered snaky sort of things. They have wings. They're celestials.
Hashtag spoiler alert, may or may not have been in Tomb of Annihilation.
Okay.
Well, we'd find out if you guys ever played again.
Josh needs to not move to Bloomington, okay? That kind of f***s it up.
That would be really convenient.
There's some Coatls in Tomb of Annihilation for sure. All right.
If only we were all playing remotely now and distance didn't matter at all.
Shut up, Jeff. I'll work on it.
Okay. Is that your turn then?
Yeah, I'm just going to move to where I moved and just get the fuck out of the way.
Cool. Next up is Alec.
Kind of doing something probably more serious than we need, but I'm assuming that we really don't want to be here. Nah, screw it. Nushka's the one in trouble. I actually like her.
Hey!
Is that really a surprise statement?
No.
I'm going to cast Banishment.
Ooh, on which one?
I'm going to cast it at a fifth level, so I'm going to target the two big guys.
Oh, by casting it at a higher level, you can target more creatures?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. And what sort of saves do they need to roll? Is it Charisma?
Charisma.
Okay. Fire Elementals, well known for their fashionable parlor talk. first one's an 8. Nice. One's a 15.
They are both banished.
Wow!
And how long does that last? And do they get subsequent saves?
They do not.
He has to get hit.
The spell is a concentration spell up to a minute. If the spell ends before the minute passed, they reappear. But I'm assuming, okay. Yeah.
So if you lose concentration, they could come back.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
Otherwise, they gone.
Right.
Or they'll probably just pop through back through those portals. I don't know, but
nice way to take 2 out of 3 off the table. I should have thought about that.
Nicely
good
done.
Call.
Roll a d200.
Summon 1d6 fire elements.
If I were Dave, I would just say that's the number you rolled.
35.
All right. Okay. Roll a d10.
That doesn't sound good.
And
what was it?
One.
One. Okay. Alec suddenly feels a little bit more spring in his step, and a little less like you feel like your joints feel a little bit better, and you just like your muscles aren't quite as tired. You are 1 year younger.
Wow. How about that?
Alec, do you want to move or use a bonus action?
I don't think I have a bonus action really to use, so no, I will stay. I guess I'll just move really just to the edge. So, like,
okay,
there, waiting for Nushka to get clear.
This whole fighting on a sky island 2,000 feet up is way less interesting when you can all fly.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Just FYI, Cubicle 7 just tweeted that they have 30% off adventures in Middle Earth. So since we were just talking about it, I thought I'd let you know. It was actually 7 hours ago, but it just popped for me.
Gotcha.
Point of order, do I fall faster than I fly?
Yes.
Okay.
Falling happens like 500 feet immediately, and then... And then after that,
fantastic.
This came up in a previous campaign, and we did the math. It actually comes out to, yeah, like it's really acceleration due to gravity is really fast.
9.8 meters per second squared. I don't know a lot about physics, but I know that.
Negative
squared. 9.8. It's per second per second because it's acceleration.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Terminal velocity, 9.8 meters per second squared.
Ooh, terminal velocity is actually different.
Yeah, that's just force of gravity.
Yeah, that's the point at which you stop accelerating.
Correct.
Because the resistance of like the air
whatever
is
you're
such
passing
that
through, yeah,
it's when it equalizes. Anyway, physics aside, it is now the turn of the one elemental who's left, the one who is wearing what appeared to be like big charred plates of like volcanic rock, and is wielding a large scimitar with like a glowing edge. But not it's scary. It's starting in the midst of Evard's black tentacles, so I believe it needs to make a save.
3d6 creature restrained on a dex save.
So it needs to make a dex save.
Correct.
Does it take the damage regardless? Or only if it's restrained?
I'd have to look. I think it takes the damage, but I don't know for sure.
Go ahead and check. It rolled a 19 on its save.
That's really fucking close. Damn it, I have to look at a book.
Da, 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 da.
Know your spells, Cody.
I have a lot of spells, okay? Eat me.
It's reading spell
tomes. In a book.
I like the reading rainbow. Okay. Evards. Okay. It starts to turn there. It must succeed on a dexterity saving throw. What did it roll?
19.
It succeeded. So, no damage. It is not restrained.
Okay.
So, it can do whatever the fuck it wants, regardless of my fourth level spell, because it's only a DC 17.
So, it sort of strides forward.
It is difficult terrain.
Correct. It should take an extra movement to go through that.
So, 10. Then steps out of the tentacles, sort of like kicking off a few of them as it steps away.
Sorry, Jeff.
And then is going to swing at Nushka with its... scimitar that suddenly blazes up into like glowing hot metal.
Cool.
Cody, you know on that spell that the deck save for the damage and the deck save to free itself are separate rolls, how I read it.
I think the deck save to free itself is only if it fails the first save, I believe.
Yeah, yes. I think it's okay because it made the first save. I could be wrong. I've had seven fingers of scotch already.
You do have to make a roll like for every turn that you're in it.
Right.
Correct. But it passed on the 19, so I think it can move freely through it.
Was that its okay. Yeah, its first save against the attack is a single roll, but on the subsequent turns at the start of its turn.
Correct.
If it was damage. Still in them, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's the thing. It made the roll it moves through at the difficult terrain. Unfortunately, it wasn't good enough. Sorry, Jeff.
No, you're good.
Except that Nushka is able to easily parry the first couple strikes that come in. The third one is a 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Then that will be 9 points of slashing and 2 points of fire damage. 11 total.
Okay.
Nushka don't give a fuck.
And this thing is, obviously burning, but it's also like emitting bright light from that fire. Rook is up next.
Speech is free, right?
Yes, as long as it's reasonable length.
I'm just going to say get the fuck out of there. That's all Kellen is going
to
say.
All right, well, I'm going to the spell, which is a great idea.
What was that?
I was saying I'm going to cast a spell, which is a great idea. I'm going to... I'm going to cast Haste.
Okay.
Which gives double speed, plus 2 armor class, advantage on dex saves, and plus 1 action per turn. Which that last part is really what I'm looking for.
Whom are you casting it on?
Myself. Or, no, you. Ooh, I could do it on someone else.
Is it touch? I don't remember.
30 feet.
You're not within.
I'll step forward 5 feet and cast on Anushka.
He gets his third 5 foot step.
Da, 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 da.
All right, and I'll give Anushka haste.
Okay.
So Jeff, you have doubles. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead and roll a d200.
61.
All right. For the next minute, you must shout when you speak.
Okay. Hey, Nushka! You can move a little faster now!
Okay.
Do you want to use the rest of your movement or a bonus action?
Nah, I got nothing. So I guess I'll back up a couple feet.
Okay, cool. Nushka, what's your dex?
It is... It's a plus two.
Do you have advantage on deck saves right now?
Okay.
Right, yes. Just checking for things. Over on the southern side of that circle of dolmens, one of the glowing portals materializes, and a fire elemental strides through it before it winks back out and goes dark again. And it is going to immediately begin going towards Alec.
Fuck.
And with a fiery fist, rolls a 19 to hit Alec.
I do not believe that hit. No, sir.
Okay. It tries again and rolls a 24 to hit.
Yes, that one will.
So that'll be 10 points of fire damage. God. As it feels like you suddenly get your face shoved into a campfire. And then go ahead and make a constitution save for concentration.
Oh,
that's going to work. 20 or 19.
Good work.
Okay. So you are able to keep control of the banishment spell. And then Nushka, it's back to you.
Jeff, you have an extra action.
I know. The problem with this plan, Greg, is that you just gave the barbarian an extra attack.
I like how he says not a disengage action. He goes, another attack.
Yeah. I'm going to recklessly attack the one that's in front of me.
Sure.
Actually, I'll rage before I do that.
Sure.
And
what sort of weapon are you using, out of curiosity?
The greatsword. I would have to drop off the broom.
That you'd also have to put down the bush.
Yeah. Could I stow it in a bag?
You don't really have the time to stick a whole bush in a bag.
Or Jeff, let me posit this. Leave.
You're asking Conan's grandmother if she's going to leave combat.
Do your any friends of you went through all this trouble to make sure you weren't in mortal danger.
Do any of you speak Primordial or Ignan? On the off chance?
No.
Sorry, what was that second one?
Ignan.
You don't. It's a weird. No.
Inari did.
Okay, so in that case, you hear some weird guttural fiery speech coming from them, but you do not understand it.
Okay, fine. I'll use a disengage action. Fly over here. I'm still on the broom since I never dismounted.
Right.
Hand the bush off to Rook.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that extra action from haste can only be used for attacks.
No. The action can be used only to take the attack. One weapon attack only, dash, disengage, hide, or use an object action.
Okay, so there's a list. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, so you're flying over, giving Rook the bush.
Actually, I would probably hand off the broom, too. Dismount for 5 feet of movement.
Fuck you, Grandma. Okay.
What does this bush do again?
It's the tea leaves.
Yes.
Oh, right.
I gotta keep this thing off of Alec. Otherwise, more of them are going to come back. Right?
Right, I'm just going to disengage, and then I'm going to jump off the edge of this. That's my plan. So, let's go.
Okay.
We just run away with tea leaves.
Okay. Okay. Then I'm probably good, because I don't know how much more movement I would have after that.
Well, you got double movement.
Yeah, but the broom
That would have been 50 feet, yeah. You could move back if you wanted to.
Hmm?
You could move back if you wanted to, since you have double movement.
Well, the broom isn't hasted. I am. The broom doesn't go off of my movement, I don't think.
Right, I see what you're saying.
I'm looking up the
speed. So then you would have like 10 feet left. Or wait, if your speed is normally 25 feet, then you wouldn't have any left.
Yeah, I guess that's it then.
Okay, Kellen.
Shit. Remind me, when I cast this, so there's a rule about spell levels. So if I can cast something as a reaction or as a bonus, it has to be a certain level under any other spell I cast that round. Is that correct? Yes, right?
No. You can your reaction, it doesn't matter. If you
it's
cast
just the bonus.
If you cast a spell as a bonus action that is a leveled spell.
Correct.
Then your action can only be used to cast a cantrip.
Okay, that's what I wanted to confirm. I can never remember that. That's a weird rule.
Wait, I'm sorry, Jeff, say that again?
If you use your bonus action to cast a leveled spell, anything first or above, then you cannot use your action to cast anything but a cantrip.
Okay.
I can't cast a spell 1 through 5 and then cast a reaction of a spell that is a level.
Your reaction, yeah, yes, you can. Your bonus action, you cannot.
Okay, that's what I need to confirm. Reaction versus bonus.
I think I'm going to stick with it because I've stuck with Raw for just about everything else, but it is, in my opinion, one of the most stupid rules in 5th edition.
Okay.
It's entirely confusing and there doesn't seem to be a good reason for it. But to avoid confusion, we'll just stick with it for now.
So what I would like to do is cast Black Tentacles somewhere within this square and then cast Featherfall on everyone else. But it depends on how you cast that. You know what I mean?
I think we have to actually be falling for Featherfall.
Let's find out.
Do you?
Do we need Featherfall? We all have flying.
Yeah, we don't need Featherfall.
Not if he jumped off the broom.
Featherfall is a reaction to cast.
Choose up to 5 falling creatures within range.
Oh, yeah. It does
so
I gotta
wait for them to fall. Okay. In that case, yes, I will just... do I still have control of this? I don't. I can't move the black tentacles, Dave. But I will dismiss this and then recast it over here.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. So I'm
gonna assume you don't want to get Alec in there.
Correct. So I'm gonna recast it over the one that is up in Alec's business.
Okay. Right along the edge of the Sky Island. And on its turn, the Fire Elemental will deal with that.
I rolled a 79 on my D200.
Cool.
And I will move farther off, assuming I am allowed to.
As you cast the spell, and there's sort of a blackish energy that goes out from you to create all these tentacles, sort of peeling off from that energy, there's suddenly a stream of butterflies that come back towards you and start fluttering around your head.
Nice.
And flower petals, just sort of fluttering in the air.
Nice!
Is your real name David?
Alec.
So hopefully that will allow you to get the f*** out of there.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to disengage and then flutter away.
Okay, where to?
Here-ish.
Okay. No bonus action?
I suppose I can actually do that, can't I?
You could.
Although... No, I don't have a bonus action cantrip, so I don't want to waste a spell on anything. Nothing that's going to be useful anyway, so I will not do anything.
Okay. Next up, the elemental with the scimitar. What's it going to do? Huh, it can just get to the two of you. So it also... as it's charging up, its scimitar seems to subside a little bit and not be quite as bright. But it still swings it with furious speed towards Nushka, only rolling a 15 to hit the first time. Even worse the second time. Yeah, so Nushka just sort of hops off of this broom and then begins parrying like a champ.
Cool.
Nothing gets through. And a moment later, this fiery portal down and... right along the edge of the island flashes for a moment, and then a armored elemental stalks out of it and begins walking up in this direction, but isn't able to reach anybody this turn. And then we're to Rook.
Are you going to take the plant and fly off?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to shove the plant in my bag of holding as my action, I guess.
If you're gonna use your action to do that, you could do that.
No. Well, I guess. Yeah, I guess I would need to deal with it because I'd have weapons ready in hand. Yeah, which means I can't disengage as a bonus, can I?
Not unless you have a class feature that lets you. However, your AC is higher than Nushka's.
Yeah. I'm gonna... I'll take the attack of opportunity to run to fly away.
Okay. It swings at you as you go and rolls a 26.
Bullshit.
Bad hit.
So that would be 10 slashing damage.
Okay.
What do you mean bullshit? I just rolled three misses right before this.
No, my son is repeating my words. There's a whole there's a whole Lego undertone to this evening that I don't know if you guys are getting or not.
Oh yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Lego?
Yeah, there's a Lego Batman that he wants, and it's apparently not the one that I picked up a minute ago, so... Yeah, it's a thing. Please continue.
So, Rook is flying off the side of the island.
Yeah, with the bush.
Okay. When you fly off the side of the island, are you letting yourself just plummet, or are you doing controlled flight?
Controlled flight, but yeah, as soon as I'm over the edge, I'm going to start going down.
Okay. In which case... this fire elemental over here is going to have to roll its dex save against the tentacles.
I guess I would actually be here, but 5 feet lower.
Okay. That is only an 8 against the tentacles, so go ahead and
It's what, 3d6, I think?
It's 3d6.
A whopping 9 damage.
Okay.
It is constrained, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is stuck there in the tentacles now, and it will use its action to try and break out. Which I can't recall what kind of save that is or check.
Let me check. I think it's strength.
I think it's dex check
for sure.
Just
strength or dex.
Dex. It is dex.
A check or a save?
Save. 17.
Okay.
I don't think
that
that's
is exactly a 17.
No, it is a strength or dex check. Its choice against the spell save DC.
So fire elemental was about to go.
Rook just flew off the edge. A dex or strength check to get out of that.
Right. Yes. It did make a dex check. I did roll for that. It rolled exactly a 17. So it is able to spend its turn and sort of yank at the tentacles, scorch them, and burn them away a little bit, and then manages to stomp out towards Nushka, but is not able to attack this turn. And over by the dolmen, is it dolmens, plural?
Probably.
Another one of them begins to glow with fiery light. Nushka, you're up.
Run!
So did you say I had to dismount to give him the plant?
No, but I thought you did dismount, but I didn't know if that was because of a misconception.
Well, yeah, that was because I was planning on going to help Alec. That's right. I'm going to spend one action to dash, one action to disengage, and I'm charging off the edge, broom in hand.
Presumably in the opposite order.
Yes. Well, taking the dash action just doubles my speed, and taking the disengage action.
Oh, fair enough.
And you have bonus action
then
still.
I will move. I do have a bonus action.
Or I guess you have an extra action.
Yeah, he's using that to dash.
Yes, one action to dash, one action to disengage, and then I will go diving off the cliff, and with 5 feet of movement left, mount my broom.
Nice.
Okay, so just a good old jump off, fly out into the nether, and then sort of get the broom under you as you're about to start falling.
Yep.
Very swashbuckly. Are any of you... You're all still trying to do controlled fight. None of you are free-falling, right?
Correct. At least for me.
I mean, not yet, but now that we're all...
Okay. Well, with that in mind, Kellen.
Kellen would cast...
You are all floating off the edge of the island now.
We can just run.
I know, but that's not nearly as cool. Kellen would cast Featherfall and tell him to just drop.
Again, it has to be cast on falling creatures.
So they have to fall first?
Yes.
Yes, it's a reaction to falling.
It's okay.
So you could tell us all to drop, and you could choose to drop yourself, and then when it's come back to all three of us, when the last of the three of us has decided to just start dropping,
sure.
You could then, as a reaction, cast Featherfall.
Kellen will go, and I'm free! And just drop.
I don't understand why are we doing Featherfall.
Just to get the
Because
out of
he
there.
Just wants to cast Featherfall.
It is a faster way to fall, like, because you're basically using it as a parachute when you're close to the ground.
They're not going to get a chance to take pop shots at us as we're 30 feet away from the edge.
Yeah, it gets us away from them faster vertically.
and it gives Cody another chance to roll the D200.
Also, yes.
Okay, so Kellen's dropping. Alec?
Yeah.
Also dropping?
Yeah.
All right. Plummeting downward. Fire Elemental does get another turn before then. And runs right to the edge of the cliff, jumps down onto some of this rocky scree that's along the edge, and swings at Rook.
Oh, I wanted him to jump off and try and grapple Rook in midair.
You want to give me ideas? Okay, so scimitar strikes swing in. The first one's definitely going to be a miss, followed by a 13, which will also miss. Followed by a 14. So you just sort of like get your arm up in the way and it just sort of clangs off of the metal. No dice. Or rather, bad dice. And you're up next.
I'll look back at him and say, bye-bye! And drop.
It will get an opportunity attack. You could disengage first.
I'll disengage. And drop.
Because it doesn't make a difference. So, all right, so you plummet down 500 feet. The fire elemental that's here is going to run to the edge and jump towards Anushka. Thanks. go ahead and make acrobatics or athletics, your choice.
That's an 18.
Okay. Go figure that my first nat 20 of the night doesn't deal damage. But the fire elemental gets you in a nice, warm, cuddly hug, which will deal 2 points of fire damage via proximity. And then while it's sort of holding on to you and just sort of enveloping you in fire, its big, like, molten fist is going to rear back and try and punch you in the face.
Yep.
That, however, is only a 13 to hit. So you...
That's a miss.
Constrained by its awkward positioning, fails. But now it's Nushka's turn.
Now I think I'll rage.
Being on fire makes you angry.
I guess so. What kind of an action is it to disengage the broom?
How do you mean?
I mean to just make the broom drop.
Oh, to just like turn it off and make it not do the thing. I don't think it's an action to... Hang on. Flying. Broom of flying. There we go. Functions like a mundane broom until you speak its command word, but it doesn't take an action to speak its command word. I will assume that it's just the same command word to turn it off, so you could probably just do that without an action.
Cool. Then I'm going to try and break the grapple. That counts as one of my attacks, right?
To break out of a grapple requires your action.
It does.
Right, but you have two making actions, a grapple, not
making
two
a grapple counts as an attack, but breaking out of it is your action.
Well, that's my second nat 20. So that's a 24.
Okay, it rolls less than that. So you are able to kick it away from you in midair.
Cool.
It begins plummeting downward because it can't fly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to also drop or are you going to stay there?
No, I'm going to drop.
Okay, so you are sort of falling in parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Kellen.
Okay, so the four of us plus one elemental are falling, correct?
Correct.
So once I started falling, you could cast Featherfall.
Sure. We can now fall at a slower rate, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you cast Featherfall.
So I'll cast Featherfall on everyone but the fire elemental.
Okay. So as you drop down like 500 feet, Kellen then suddenly turns around, barks out a spell. You all suddenly slow down. The fire elemental sort of plummets past. As it goes, it just sort of tries to swing at Nushka once more because it gets an opportunity attack.
Oh, no, it's leaving my threatened range.
Yeah, you're right. Never mind. You're right. Flip those tables around. Take your attack.
I don't have anything out.
Okay. So it just plummets past.
You have towards, fists.
Yeah, punch something on fire. That's a great idea. you can if you want to.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. So it plummets past towards the ground and all the trees below. And the rest of you sort of slow down to a nice floaty descent. Roll a d200.
Oh, f***. I was hoping you were going to forget.
No, you are.
I really was.
What fun would that be? Says the person who's already forgot like three or four times.
95.
Oogadook. Well, it's a good time to not be in combat, because you and all creatures within 30 feet of you gain vulnerability to piercing damage for the next minute. So luckily, being far away from that, you don't have to worry about it. It takes you probably a good, several rounds to finish falling down to the forest floor. And even if it didn't, you have other ways to fly anyway, so you're not in danger of falling to your deaths. You do see the fire elemental impact below you.
We're going to call him Wily from now on?
I was
going to
say, yeah, Wily Coyote style.
And you see a whole bunch of flames sort of like jet out from it in several, like a small explosion as it hits the ground. And then as you keep falling down towards it, you realize, holy shit, that thing's still alive.
Oh, good.
As, rather diminished, it appears to have lost a good deal of its form when it collided with the dirt. And it is still sort of sizzling as all of the rain is hitting it. But it is still alive down on the forest floor.
Nushka is going after it.
I was about to say, you can fly. You could just fly away.
No.
All right.
It wouldn't take a round to even to see that happen, right? I mean, I guess I would lose the rage, but
it probably takes you. Let's see.
We were a thousand feet up. It would have taken like
you were 1,500 feet up when Featherfall happened.
Oh, okay.
And
so two rounds
your rate
after
of descent,
that.
Your rate of descent slows to 60 feet per round.
Right, but the fire elementals didn't. So it would have taken two rounds to see the explosion. 500 feet per round.
Three rounds.
Okay. So I lose the rage.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Once I see the thing still down there moving, I'll take off on the broom after it.
Okay. Do you just want to duel it, basically?
Yeah.
Or is anybody else following?
I mean, I'm going after it. I don't care what anybody else.
If I see Nushka heading towards it, I'll come as Nushka's backup.
All right, so down on the ground, Nushka and Rook corner this fire elemental.
Oh, and I'm gonna stay flying above it, like whatever my range on my crossbow is.
Okay, so you're gonna stay ranged, Nushka. I assume you're landing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. How accomplished a rider is Nushka? She can ride Pipsqueak and use a two-handed weapon. Can she ride the broom and use a two-handed weapon?
I think so. You just probably wouldn't be able to do any sort of fancy maneuvers because the broom can't.
Or would I need to
accommodate you?
Or would I need to make like the equivalent of animal handling checks?
Like it would probably be acrobatics checks if you wanted to do something unusual.
Okay, I'm just wondering how cinematic I can make this.
Well, very depending on your rolls.
Okay. Nushka's diving in.
Okay. We'll stay on the same initiative because it's easier. Okay. Which means that Rook would go first of the three of you.
So I'm gonna float about 80 feet above it and a little bit to the side so that it's within my heavy crossbow range without disadvantage. And I'm just gonna sit on my broom and point over and down. And plink away with this crossbow.
Okay, go ahead and make your tackles.
That's bad. Plus five. We'll spend it. 17 to hit.
Okay.
Does that work for attack rolls? I thought that was skill checks.
Let me look at the
or ability checks.
Let me look at the details on that's a good point. I closed everything down when my recording crashed. Oh, no, it's an ability check or a saving throw.
Ah.
Yeah, you're right. Attacks are not included. 12 to hit.
Okay, that will just miss.
Okay.
But I believe you have a second attack?
I do, so I'm going to do it again. And I have automatically reloading on that.
Right, which is the best.
24 to hit.
Very much hits.
For
7 damage.
Okay. That arrow buries itself in its fiery form, and I assume that's it for you?
Yep.
It's the elemental's turn, but Nushka, I assume you will not have landed just yet, so...
No, I assume I'm in the middle of swooping in.
Right, okay. In which case, swoop away.
Okay. She will fly down into range and dismount.
Okay.
Bonus action to rage and attack recklessly.
Cool.
Take the -5. Rolled 2 18s.
Cool.
Now, if I can remember what my roll is. So that makes it a 22.
Yep, very much it's.
26 points of damage.
Nice.
Very nice.
My second attack, that's a 15 to hit.
That'll hit.
So 21 to hit, or 21 damage.
Okay. The first hit sort of scatters a bunch of it, and it gutters briefly. The second scatters what's left, and it disintegrates into what appear to be just, you know, a full, you know, a few little random patches of grass burning, seemingly with no mind of their own anymore.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Oh, no, it should have been 4 more points of damage.
Oh, man.
Forgot my rage.
It's even more dead now.
Yeah.
You stomp out those little bits of fire.
Yes.
It's like no forest fires. You know, disregarding the fact that it's been raining for 2 weeks.
So I'm going to land next to Nushka.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, when we had gone to this aisle, were we going straight up or were we from where we left Tristan or was it over a bit? Like, so if we went straight down, would we be falling back next to Tristan's spot or?
You're off by like, 500 feet or so. It's not directly above.
Okay. But not far.
Not far. You know, so if you wanted to walk, you know, 3-minute walk.
Say, sure. I assume we bring him the tea leaves, correct?
Dave kind of insinuated that there was more processing that we needed to do, but yes.
We did the hard part.
Are you going back to the bungalow?
I assume so.
I assume as long as we all collect back together and take a breather, and then, yeah.
Okay. when you arrive back, you walk in to see Pipsky sort of like draped over the top of a chair. With a beer bottle in one claw, and Tristan sort of seated in one of the other chairs across, sort of like splayed out, very lazily, and as you walk in, they're sort of like, "But that's the whole point of the philosophy of using this thing. Like, if man has no free will, then this must be this." and they sort of look up as you come in. It's like, oh, go back.
Yeah, and Nushka will hold up a bush with dirt hanging off of it. What else do you need done with this?
All the leaves on it are singed.
Not quite what I expected, I'll admit. Still, they'll brew
neither were the fire elementals.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks for that warning.
Well, oh dear. Damn it! That's my T-spot! Gnome!
Yes.
You still owe me a favor.
sort of.
So, it appears that my sister, Larissa, has taken up residence up there. So if you could just please get her to leave and take all of her fire elementals with her, that would be very nice.
Hold on. He got a plant. I have to convince another undead, immortal, possible god to leave this tower.
Well, it's as good as any other ruin. There's nothing special about it except for the tea, which is mine.
Fuck.
I mean, no? Is she into that sort of thing?
I mean,
gnomes
and
all?
I'm small, but I'll do what I can.
Anyhow, no, you have a civil conversation with her. I don't really like confrontation, so if you could just... that'd be lovely.
What can you tell us about her? Us walking into this conversation, what... Like, is there something that really just turns her off, like...
Or on.
She's not going to want... Or on. that she is just going to, like, kill the conversation before it starts?
Probably... Well, probably don't mention, well, I suppose you don't know about him, so you wouldn't mention him. I mean, really, just those elementals, I'm sure, are just, they're just guarding her. They're just reacting to intruders. So, you know, as soon as you get, you know, get past them, talk to her, then it'll be fine.
So, in the
human,
what about her relationship with you? Should we not mention you?
Oh, well, we're not exactly, we don't always get along, but we're nothing violent. We're fine. We just have our occasional tiffs.
Okay.
I'm sure that if you explain my need for tea, that she will understand. Because, well, you know.
Yeah, something tells me just your need for a drink is not going to convince her that we, you know, to leave.
I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just curious. Where does the tea go?
Oh, well, the floor, I suppose. But I do get to taste it along the way.
How?
Well, magic's going to be useful for something.
I'm thinking of Pirates of the Caribbean, where he drinks the rum and it just fucking flows through his rib cage and falls out on the deck. Good point. Good point, Jeff.
Okay, so we got to go back up there with these fire elementals. They're already pissed.
Well, come up on the other side? I don't know. I'm sure you'll figure something out. You seem clever.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll figure something out.
I hate high-powered NPCs. They're dick bags.
Depends on who's running them.
Oh, if it's on the brothel.
No, they're pretty much always dick bags.
Right, they're being run by members of the brothel.
Yeah. I like making them think that one is the real dick bag, but it's really the other.
So Larissa is your sister, yes?
Yes, correct.
So in the whole Captain Planet pantheon, which element is she?
I'll give you one guess.
Fire.
Just curious.
It's fire.
Okay, just clarifying, just making sure.
Would you like me to draw it in the sand for you?
So, which one are you?
Hmm?
Which element do you use?
East Heart.
Well, how kind. I knew you liked me. You told me so.
But seriously, are you water?
Well, I mean, how else would I move a ship across?
Okay.
But, yeah, yes. I do like the beach, after all. Very nice.
Wait.
So we're here doing this stuff for you because you sicked a bunch of elementals on us.
The accusation! The impertinence! The very thought of it! Very rude. Very, very rude.
I mean, Jeff's not
wrong.
But
also very accurate.
We could just fuck off.
Again? You owe me a favor.
Yeah, but it's not on paper like a devil.
I will hold you to it.
I've tried before. We'll see what happens.
What? No. I meant I will hold you to owing me a favor.
Sure, but maybe not this favor with the fire
demon.
Oh,
no, this one. No, this one. That's what I'm asking for. I'm not a devil. I don't deal in that contract shit.
Okay.
No, you're just a dick bag.
Again, very rude.
No, what's rude is Cindy sicking your little minions on us.
Again, no
suckering
proof.
Us into
very
a
very mean, dishonest accusation.
Well, you know, it's not dishonest. It's very honest. I'm being very honest with you.
If you believe that, I can't stop you from believing it, but it's very unkind.
Oh,
fuck you not warning us about your fiery devil sister.
I didn't know she was there.
Right. Wait.
Nushka is kind of having less and less of a problem with ending up a greasy spot on the floor.
You didn't know you just asked us to go see her. But she didn't
well, I know
she
she's there now because you said you encountered fire elementals.
Okay.
Those don't just sort of hang around sky islands.
How do we know? This is a weird fucking place we're in.
Well, yes. Well, here's
okay,
your...
Okay, so
your,
why is the wild magic affecting these guys and not around here, but everywhere else?
What do you mean?
I mean, when he cast a spell to see the magic around him, it didn't go crazy when he was coming up here, but everywhere else it's going crazy.
Sort of looks over at the gnome and it's like, was it a ritual?
Oh.
That's
Cody's staring at his phone. Yes. Yes, it was a ritual.
It was a ritual. I already talked about that.
Yes, whenever you take the time to do things nice and slowly and methodically, it tends to work out better.
Hmm.
Although, you know, spend enough years here and it'll happen less often, the whole oddness, as you get used to things.
Okay. So there's not a magic feather that he can carry around to make it not happen.
No.
We probably need to take a day and then... attack Larissa Fire Mage or whatever. Well,
again, attacking is probably not recommended.
Attack is a general term.
Attack the problem, right? I can understand that. But I don't want you to hurt my sister. Not that you could, but you know, she just needs to be away from my tea island where her stupid elementals don't burn up all my bushes.
He brought you roots, replant it.
Now we've got. Now we've gotten more of the heart of the matter. Is there any way to approach your sister without being attacked by her fire elementals?
Be invisible? Be ethereal? Teleport? Yes, multiple ways.
Ah, thank you.
I'm glad I could be helpful. Good. Now that we have that settled.
Not sure you've been helpful yet.
Well, I'm not sure you've been helpful yet.
Did you have tea 5 minutes ago?
Well, I have the leaves, now I have to actually pick them all off this dreaded bush.
Oh, shut up!
I cast Firebolt on his book.
And the tea.
Are you sure?
Almost. All right, folks. Do we think it's better to head back immediately or sit down, have a sip of tea with him, wait for tomorrow, and head back up?
Ladder.
Yep.
I think we rest and let Dave conjure this Larissa encounter for next time.
Fair.
Sounds like a plan.
Cool.
Well, you lot seem very interested in sitting around for a while before doing anything, but all right, fine.
Aren't you the one who didn't want to do work and wanted us to go deal with everything for you?
Yes, I have a solution for that. You!
Doesn't make you any less lazy.
I didn't say it did. Anyhow, all right. If you want to throw up some tents on the beach, I suppose that will be fine. Perhaps, you know, back a little ways so you don't get flooded out in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend the evening trying to butter him up as much as possible.
Play more dragon chess.
Yeah. Gain favor.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess we can pick up there next time.
Good, because I really got to pee.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.